Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. For the second year in a row, Lakeside Downtown presents the Art of the Cross, a Good Friday event where Guelph area artists interpret the various stations of the cross. Last year's event saw more than 400 people attend to observe and reflect on the art being created, and this year organizers are hoping even more will take part. With me to talk about the Art of the Cross event tonight is Lakeside Downtown Pastor Graham Singh. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Better Man from the Great Wooden Trio's self-titled CD, The Great Wooden Trio.
If I could love you like I'm supposed to, I'd be a better man. And if I needed you like you need me to, be a better man. Mm-hmm. If I could lay down beside you with nothing else on my mind, if I could keep your face in front of me here and keep the world so far behind, well, I'd be a better man. I'd be stronger than any Superman, any hero or saint. Well, I'd be a better man. Wouldn't need a hand. Straight up I'd stand, rock solid and straight. Oh, I'd be a better man than I am. As much as I pretend to, I'd be a better man. Mm-hmm. And if I kept half the promises that I ever made to you, I'd be a better man. If I could fix the holes in the ceiling and in the bank account and in your heart, if I could keep my feet planted on the ground and keep my eyes up on the stars, well, I'd be a better man. I'd be stronger than any old Superman, any hero or saint. Well, I'd be a better man. Wouldn't need a hand. Straight up I'd stand, rock solid and straight. Oh, I'd be a better man.
Before we get to our interview, and for purposes of full disclosure, I'm just going to let you know, as our listeners, that I'm involved with the Lakeside Downtown Congregation, and will also be one of the artists taking part in Art of the Cross this year. Now, with that out of the way, it's time for our interview with Graham Singh. Good evening, Graham.
Good evening, Robert.
Now, this is the second year for Art of the Cross event. Where did this whole idea come from?
Well, we are really excited as a new church in downtown Guelph to have been listening missionally to what's going on in our city. And one of the things that we noted about downtown Guelph is that there's a large and wonderful community of artists, activists, young people. And as we looked at, you know, how could we add to the breadth of variety that the whole church in Guelph has, we thought, hey, how could we build something on Good Friday that celebrated the artists in our community and got the message out about Jesus and the cross on which he died. So the idea of kind of listening out to what was going on in downtown Guelph and then crafting this event, that's kind of how some of this stuff came together.
Well, what was the reaction to last year's event?
So we were kind of blown away by the reaction. We had, there's also one of those fun things when you're running events where you print out, you know, a certain number of maps and programs, stuff like that, and we had to run the photocopier the whole time. Like we had way more people turn up. I think we had something like 400 or 500 people through the building last year. It was way more than we expected. And there were loads of people who we had no idea where they came from. It was really fun.
Well, looking at that and that, what were some of the comments you heard from people that came? And because I know you were floating around and talking to people, and what were sort of some of the things people were telling you about the event?
So they enjoyed hugely the basic concept, which is that this was, based on a traditional Stations of the Cross service that, took you through the Bible story. But the difference was each one of the stations was interpreted by a live local artist. And, what was so neat is that people really had they wouldn't tell me this artist is my favorite or this artist is my favorite, but practically you could see, because they would stay at one station or the other, and each station had its own kind of unique nature. We had a station with Gabriella Vigvari was weaving, and she was weaving in the prayers of children that were written on little ribbons of paper. On other stations, our senior pastor here, Dave Ralph, was just painting. There's this beautiful painting in our prayer room. And so the people's reactions were really mixed because they loved the different artists. But in general, they were surprised that we were doing this. They were asking questions about, the different mix of traditions. And I guess in terms of getting to the point, I felt that they were really engaging in the Bible story, which was the reason we were doing the event in the first place.
Now, what about you personally? What did this whole Art of the Cross event do for you at your own personal level?
At my own level, Robert, I was ordained as a minister in the Anglican Church in England, and I love the more traditional sides of the church. I also really love the energy and the passion for those, really dealing with deep brokenness that comes in a lot of non-denominational churches like Lakeside. So for me personally, seeing those two sides of my own spiritual life come together in this event, it was really special. Also, personally, as a church planter, my greatest feeling of joy in that we've done what we came to do is when I see people released in leadership. And so what I saw with this event was just a whole bunch of leaders leading through their artwork. And so I kind of sat back quite a few times and just enjoyed watching people move through and talk to each other. And so I have to say, in our whole church planting time at Lakeside Downtown, it probably was my favorite single event that we've run so far.
Was there any one of the stations that you found yourself being drawn back to time and time again as you were going through it?
Well, the correct answer is my wife's station, which was, she's a graphic designer, and she was on Faith FM last year, of course, with you, Robert, and so I should say that. And then the other thing I should say is, of course, none of them were my favorite. They were all my favorite. I have to say, with those disclaimers being made, the piece that I think of the most is that one I mentioned from Gabriella Vigvari, because it hangs in my office. It's a beautiful tapestry of the prayers that were made during that time. Mm-hmm. But I could keep going. Rachel Albano's amazing paintings. She made some incredible paintings. And one in particular that she actually did a lot of the work of on that day. I loved it all.
Yeah. Now you sort of alluded this to this as we were going, as we were talking about it, but that whole mix of different traditions that were going on, and now Lakeside Church has more of an evangelical Protestant background. How was the idea of pulling in a tradition that's traditionally seen as something within the mainline tradition? What kind of reaction did you get to pulling all of that together into this kind of event?
Well, here's what happened. I mean, Lakeside, it's kind of hard to describe who Lakeside is in that sense, because as a church, we're 25 years old. Right from the beginning, from our roots in the Bible Chapel, which is the kind of Brethren background, and then taking on a lot of the Willow Creek traditions, I think Lakeside, from the beginning, has kind of said, hey, let's take the best that the global church has to offer, and let's see how it could be made to work here in Guelph. Rather than say, hey, we're going to invent everything that we do ourselves, we kind of have always taken the best from around. So that's how we have Celebrate Recovery at Lakeside, how we have Alpha, a lot of the Willow Creek models. Probably the thing which is most homegrown for us at Lakeside is our Hope House concept, our care center for the poor here in Guelph. But the idea of taking something from the Catholic tradition and the Anglican tradition, it kind of is part of the way we roll at Lakeside. So I would say the reaction was very favorable from within the church. And then from outside the church, I find there's two groups of reactions. One are older folks who actually know the difference between a mainline denomination and evangelical denomination. And they were kind of like, wow, this is cool. This is a big one. And then the reaction from younger folks who are kind of like, they don't really get the significance of it. They just expect us to do that. And I kind of love that younger response. I'm, as you know, Robert, kind of midway, midway between those two ages, those age groups. But I love that younger response that says, it just expects that we ought to learn from each other in the church. And so I found the response was really positive. Also from our mainline brothers and sisters here in Guelph, mainline churches, that they were really cool. You know, they thought, hey, this is cool. Lakeside's doing one of our kind of things with their own twist. And so we had a lot of favorable responses.
Well, I'm just looking out of time. We need to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with our guest, Lakeside Downtown Pastor Graham Singh. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Arts Connection, you've been listening to everything from the Great Wooden Trio CD by the Guelph-based group The Great Wooden Trio. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to continue our conversation with Graham Singh. Well, we talked a little bit about what happened with last year and that. Can you give us an idea of what's going to be taking place this year with the Art of the Cross?
Thanks, Robert. We've got some really fun new twists on the Art of the Cross event, starting with our new community choir. We had the idea from a young woman called Leslie Caldwell, who came over here from Northern Ireland. She had sensed God calling her to come to Canada. She had no idea where, and she wrote to a few churches, and Lakeside was one of them. And we wrote her back, and we thought that she sounded like a really neat person, and she ended up coming to settle in Guelph here. And her vision was to open a choir, of course, open to anybody, but she was particularly aiming at the kind of single young adult population who lives in downtown Guelph. And there are you know, many things those guys are connected to, but of course there's many ways in which they can remain kind of detached. And so her vision was to invite some of those guys in and offer an opportunity to sing. And we wanted to test the waters with that. We didn't want it to be a super Christian kind of thing. We wanted it to be just a kind of thing about singing. And but actually, as the group came together, they said, hey, we would kind of love to be part of this Art of the Cross event. So we said, hey, that would be great. So they are going to be leading us in some music, and performing some music. We've also got Livingston Lacroix, who is the MC of with Guelph Spoken Word and the Guelph Poetry Slam. Spoken Word and the Poetry Slam is something really new to me. I went to my first event a couple of weeks ago, was just blown away by the depth of thinking in that group. And so Livingston is going to be performing some spoken word, and I've heard the piece that she's going to be performing. It is going to be absolutely awesome. We also have Trevor Dick, a world-famous violinist, will be interpreting one of the stations in the main sanctuary, the main kind of churchy part of the building. And we will also be breaking the time up into 3 hours this time, but each hour will be kind of self-contained. So if folks wanted to come for all 3 hours, I would highly recommend that. It's probably the best way to have a good meditation on Good Friday. But you could also just come for 1 hour, maybe if you had children with you or if you just had a smaller amount of time. So those are some of the changes from last year to this year.
Yeah, you've also got an element there, too, where the people actually who are attending will actually get a chance to create some art of their own. Give us a little bit of detail on that one.
That's right. So we're going to be making a giant canvas in the form of a cross in our downstairs gymnasium. So we'll have huge pieces of paper. We'll have giant markers. You can kind of, whether you feel you're kind of being a kid again by getting on the floor and drawing, or you feel like a world-class artist, or you feel like a very, very spiritual person, however you want to interpret that, we want you to get down on your knees and create some artwork yourself, perhaps inspired by some of the things you see around you, or perhaps just bringing your own meditation into there. So there'll be huge amounts of blank space for every single person who comes to the event to become one of our artists. We really look forward to that part of the event as well.
Now, we've talked about, you know, sort of what you're expecting people who attend this will be gaining, you know, the fact that, you know, they have a chance to reflect on the journey of Christ on Good Friday, the different stations, the different things that happen in that. What are you hoping that the artists themselves will gain by taking part in something like this? Because as I remember from last year, most of the artists didn't get a chance to see what everybody else was doing because they were busy at their own particular station. But what are you hoping the artists are going to gain from all of this?
So I think the artists getting around to see the different stations, unfortunately, is probably still going to be a challenge this year, because the problem is once they start creating, people start flocking around them, and it's very difficult for them to get up and move. I hope the 3 hours broken up will maybe help that a little bit. But hey, Robert, I know you, who have been a huge supporter and continue to be a huge supporter of the arts in Guelph, you're the first person who would tell me we need to support our artists. And part of that is just by giving them some airtime. So I hope that not only the artists who are interpreting a station, but also other artists who are here, just have an opportunity to be seen as the artists in our community. And looking back through church history, and again, we maybe connect with this more through some of the mainline traditions, artists have been a part of church history right from before Jesus' time. Think of Bezaliel, that first temple artist, right through to some of the Renaissance painters, architects, musicians. For many, many centuries, the church and artists have gone together and have mutually supported each other. And I think we're heading back to that place. But we need to be really intentional about giving space for artists and helping it be known that their interpretation of the gospel message is not like a little bonus round, but it's actually the main meal. It's an incredible opportunity. And there are many ways in which people will experience parts of the gospel or just the huge power of the Holy Spirit inspiring the gospel message through what these artists are doing. So I think these artists will really gain, I hope, a kind of sense of importance in our community in a good way.
Now, in terms of looking at how this works, and this has actually been part of the DNA of Lakeside in general and Lakeside downtown, is that whole support for the arts. Why is it important for individual congregations to support artists, both in doing events like this, or even just, you know, recognition of what they do on a day-to-day basis?
To answer that question, Robert, I would like to tell you a little story. I remember the first time we ran a dramatic event in church, and we had a serious young man who was doing a master's in community theater. And he helped me understand the difference between serious artists who are really plowing the whole of their self into this, and those who kind of maybe took an art class, you know, in elementary school and then thought they could do a bit of painting. And there's space for both. But the way we encourage the most serious artists, I think we need to be really careful to do that. What he helped me to do was actually recruit professional actors for a dramatic presentation we were doing. And I thought these guys wouldn't even want to do that. Man, I realized there are so many starving actors out there that really wanted a break for something like that. So making space for professional artists in the church, I think, is important. It's not the only way. But I'd say every local congregation probably has those guys there. But it does take some patience to engage with people whose full-time work is creating in that kind of way. So local congregations, I think we can learn from each other. We've got a huge amount to learn about this at Lakeside Downtown and at Lakeside in general. But I'd say we've got these guys out there. We just need to make them know they're welcome and give them the right kind of space to actually do serious work within the church.
Well, let's take one final break, and then we'll be back to wrap up our conversation with Graham Singh. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
I just wanted it too much. Now it's lost.
Spirit of love, won't you rest on me tonight? Spirit of love, won't you fall on me tonight? It's all right. Down on my knees. If I could only know for certain your love would fall like a curtain, I could put away my fears and end this useless scene.
Spirit of love, won't you rest on me tonight? Yeah, yeah. Spirit of love, won't you fall?
Welcome back to Ars Connection. You've been listening to Spirit of Love from the Great Wooden Trio's self-titled CD, The Great Wooden Trio. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to finish up our conversation with Lakeside Downtown Pastor Graham Singh. Graham, I know we've been talking about this event. We've been talking about, you know, the fact that it's 3 hours, it's on Good Friday. But I think maybe we need to give people a little more details. So sort of give me the when and where all of this is taking place.
Yeah, so Good Friday this year is Friday the 3rd of April. And we'll be starting at 2 p.m. here at the church on 75 Norfolk Street at the corner of Cork Street and Norfolk Street. There's lots of parking downtown all over, and you could go and maybe check out one of the other local cafes or something before. We'd love for you to support some of our local downtown businesses while you're downtown. Maybe you haven't been downtown in a little while, and we'd love for you to enjoy the setting here. From 2 till 5 p.m., we'll be running in one-hour chunks, but you could come at 2, 3, or 4 p.m., or stay right the way through, and I imagine most people will be staying all the way through. You will see artwork going on right from outside. We've got Josh Barossa is going to be doing a graffiti installation outside the church, so don't call the police if you see somebody graffitiing the church. That's intentional, and the event is completely free. Children are welcome. We just would encourage you to, you know, be sensible. Don't make them sit down and enjoy, you know, kind of endure something that they're really struggling through. We will have coffee and refreshments here as well, and everybody from all faith backgrounds or no faith background at all, you are hugely, hugely welcome here at Lakeside Downtown for our Art of the Cross event.
Now, is there somewhere people can go to get information if they miss this, if they haven't taken notes while you were talking? But they want to get more information about the program?
Robert, there's two places. You can go on to www.lakesidedowntown.ca, or you can go on to Facebook and search Lakeside Downtown and join our Facebook page. You could like it, and you'll see lots of pictures up on our Facebook page from last year, and you could get a real sense of what's going on from there as well.
Graham, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you, Robert, and thank you, listeners.
Thank you for listening to Ars Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Graham Singh. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at www.selahministries.ca. That's www.selawministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, a production of Selah Ministries, email robert@selahministries.ca. Follow us on Twitter @Selah13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at rdaleleslie.wordpress.com. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.